This is Culture Shift here on 101.9 WDET. I'm Ryan Patrick Hooper. If you've been hanging out with us for the past few Fridays, then you're a bit familiar with the Motown Musician Accelerator Initiative we partnered with to bring you live conversations, music, and performances from local artists who are a part of a 12-week mentoring program. Week one, Caleb the Intern, an emerging producer, joined us and shared some of the projects he's worked on. Last Friday, it was Mina, an alternative hip-hop singer from Ann Arbor, performed in studio. And we announced vocalist and producer Asante as part of the 2019 cohort as well. And today, I'm very, very excited for our last Motown Musician Accelerator artist. It's Charity, a Detroit-based singer-songwriter who's currently working on her debut album, joining us in studio. Hello, Charity.
Hi, Ryan.
Thanks for coming in. I'm really excited, and I gotta say, you're wearing, like, the dope knit Marvin Gaye cap right
now. Yeah, channeling a little Marvin Gaye.
Where did you grow up in Detroit?
On the west side.
Very cool.
Far west, like almost Redford West, but still Detroit west.
Do you think there's a difference in sound from the west side to the east side for Detroit music?
I don't think so.
It's all kind of the same.
Not with the kind of music I make. Maybe in hip-hop, but not singer-songwriter difference, nah.
What is the music that you make? How would you describe it?
It is soul. It is neo-soul at its core, in its heart. But neo-soul has sort of been forced to evolve into something a little bit more current and contemporary. So I'd say it's a little bit alternative R&B now, but okay. It's grounded in neo-soul.
Yeah, we also hear that term, like, future soul a lot, you know?
I like that.
Who were the people that were really setting up kind of that foundation for you? Was it, you know, Baduism in 97, or was it Jill Scott?
It was India Arie for me. Voyage to India was a huge album for me that made me feel like, oh, this is how I can voice what I want to say through songwriting and on guitar. And then Voodoo, actually, by D'Angelo, came out way before I was writing music. But, like, going back to that and revisiting it, I'm like, okay, this is what I always aspire to, making something this good.
So way before you were making music, how old are you?
I'm 28.
Okay. Uh-huh. Very, very cool. Young, talented Charity here in studio with us. Sway, you are from the Motown Musician Accelerator Program. Tell me a little bit about why Charity was one of the artists selected, because you got hundreds of applications to be part of this program. There's so much talent in this city. Yeah. I could understand why. So, Sway Key, why did you decide on Charity being one of the four artists that you bring in to this Motown Accelerator program?
Well, just so that everybody knows who's listening, it's not just my decision, but I kind of get final say, but it's not just my decision,
okay,
you know?
Team effort.
So we got 400 applications, 400 plus, and then so that's about 1,200 songs. And as soon as each artist submitted three songs. So as soon as I hit play on Charity songs, I didn't know who she was, name, her social media or anything. I just heard this lyric, this really strong voice come in, and I'm like, who is this? I'm like, wait, I know this song. I'm like, oh, that's Charity. So I already knew her sound ahead of time, but that's why it's important that it's not just my decision. She had to go through, like, the ringer, like all of the other artists. But I think what it was for all of the judges who said yes at every level and pushed her through was the vocal and the lyric. You know, they just really grab you. They really just punch you in the throat and kind of make you listen.
Wow. Yeah. Charity, that's high praise right there.
Thank you, Sway.
So I think with that, we got to hear one of these songs. What's this first song that you're going to perform for us?
First one I'm going to do is called More Cake.
All right. What's this song about?
More Cake is me being quite critical of marriage culture and how we sort of force these ideals on women that your wedding day is the biggest and most important day of your life, and that you sort of arrive and become through this process of sort of becoming someone else's. And so More Cake just says there's more cake than wedding cake.
Detroit musician Charity performing live in Studio A here on 101.9 WDET.
I bet you know exactly what you wear and how you style your hair. The tuxedos on the boys, my God, they'll look so debonair. Something old, something new, something borrowed, something blue. Did you take some time to discover you? Sweetheart, neckline, solitaire stone. Red velvet, buttercream, rose gold. You've been painting dreams in watercolor since 2002. Please save room for dessert, 'cause if they don't come true, there's more cake than wedding cake. There's There's more dreams than diamond rings. There's more you're here to change than your last name. There's more cake for you. There's more cake than wedding cake. There's more dreams than diamond rings. There's more to this beautiful life than being a beautiful wife. There's more cake for you. A baby doll, a kitchen set, a miniature vacuum. From her earliest memories, we've been telling her what to do. But her face will turn a shade of red and her world a deep cold blue. When the boy she planned her hypothetical marriage with don't want it to. So buy your daughter's toy airplanes, then they'll want to see the world. Come on, teacher, there's more precious stones than diamonds and pearls. So if he walks away, if it don't work out and her heart it starts to hurt, tell her there's more love, more joy, more beauty in this wild, wide universe. And there's more cake than wedding cake. There's more dreams than diamond rings. There's more you're here to change than your last name. There's more cake for you, 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 you. There's more cake than wedding cake. There's more dreams than diamond rings. There's more to this beautiful life than being a beautiful wife. There's more cake for you.
Detroit musician, songwriter, Charity, live in Studio A. Sway Key from the Motown Musician Accelerator Program. You said her singing would punch me in the gut. I mean, there's moments when you hear a song, when you experience art, and you just feel this overwhelming sensation in your chest. That was absolutely gorgeous, Charity.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you so much.
I'm catching feelings in here where I'm like, damn, music.
Right? Music. Like, there is more cake for me.
When you work playing music all day, it's like, you know, you wait for those moments when something just kind of knocks you over the head. That was absolutely incredible.
Thank you.
And I think if your primary influence, India Arie, would be here, she'd be giving you a round of applause as well.
So. Thank
now,
you.
Now, we're coming up on the end of our show here. I need to get another song from you so people can hear more of your music. What's this next one?
This one is called Mr. Time. Both of these songs are available wherever you listen to music. Mr. Time is the newest single I dropped last Friday.
The wonderful Charity, live in Studio A on Culture Shift on 101.9 WDET.
Well, don't you know I'm just accepting my parents' divorce, and really I'm still mad about it. And if I'm jealous of the Cosby still, that's a dead horse, but there's things I wish I'd had about it. Said I ain't been to church in weeks, and it ain't that I refuse, and I pray God knows I haven't changed my mind. It's just hard for me to agree with the folk in them pews about my atheist friend when he dies. Say, hey, where you going, Mr. Time? Say, hey, what you doing with my life? My friends are getting married and I wonder if they're sure. But who gives a damn if I agree? When I rehearse my first name by the last name of a couple men who are now just strangers to me. I pray that I have babies while my dad is still young at heart, and maybe he can teach them how to swim. But it's unlikely when I'm so highly frightened of being alone. So if I do, I hope that daddy's not like him. Say, hey, where you going, Mr. Time? Say, hey, what with my life.